give it all to you. In the darkness, there's so much I want to do. And tonight, I want to lay it at your feet. 'Cause girl, I was made for you. And girl, you were made for me.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk About It here on radio.dominican.edu with me, DJ Curly. Yesterday, I was talking to my friend Chloe, who's here with me in the studio today, and she told me that I plan dating stuff too much. To put it another way, apparently to Chloe, I create too much structure when anticipating a new relationship. So tonight, listeners, we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts when getting into a new relationship and whether structure or lack of structure is a better idea. Also, later in the show, we're going to talk about ways to not be that girl. Yes, that girl that gets a bad rap with a crush or his friends for winning their attention in the wrong ways. Later in the show, we'll also talk about whether you listeners fall too fast in a relationship with a fun little quiz, and we'll have an important segment towards the end of the show on ways to stop online bullying. Kind of off topic, but when girls like the same dude or become that girl, it can draw some bad online attention. So it's important to talk about ways to keep the gossip offline. So come on back here in just a few to Let's Talk About It here on radio.dominican.edu. Hello again, and welcome this wonderful Tuesday night, March 26th, to Let's Talk About It here on radio.dominican.edu. So as I stated in our little opening, I'm here with my friend Chloe in the station today. Say hi, Chloe.
Hey, guys.
And we were talking the other day about love rules, so to speak. So if you're about to get into a new relationship, or if you're in a relationship, or if you're just talking to a guy or have someone you're flirting with, what are the things that are best to do and what's not such a good idea? So me personally, I think ahead a lot. I think about if I could see myself with this person for a long time. I think about what I would like them to behave like, or what I would like to see them do in the near future. Different things that sound a little, I guess, what's the word for it? Planny, I guess. Kind of like...
Yes.
Chloe likes to pick on me for it. A little planny, a little too much excess about what I expect before I really know that person well enough. Whereas Chloe, on the other hand, is like, what, Chloe? When you go into a brand new relationship, if you're talking to a guy or if you've just met a guy, do you kind of... Are you a little more free?
Open? Yeah. Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. I am an open person, all right? I just... like to have an idea of how I would like something to go. You never know how a person's going to turn out. So to me, it's kind of like having a plan that if things don't go exactly how you expected, yeah, you can roll with it, but you still have this idea of how you want it to go. You don't have an idea even when you...
Oh, like, no, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, guys. Structure is definitely good. So you definitely need structure in your life and your relationship if you're planning on going anywhere. But it's, I don't think it's too good if you try to put structure in where it's unnecessary, because then you close a lot of doors and you lose a lot of opportunities that could otherwise be, you know, available.
You know, I don't often agree with Chloe, listeners, but I think she has a point there. I try really hard not to plan too much, but I find that I do it a lot in a lot of areas of my life. So in relationships specifically, so today, listeners, we're talking about some other do's and don'ts when you're getting into a new relationship or when you have a guy you like or you're talking to. So there's a lot of rules that people think are still the best thing to do in a relationship, but apparently in today's dating scene, they are not what should still be happening. So the first old rule is playing hard to get makes him like you more. What do you think about that, Chloe? Do you think that's still...
That's a terrible idea. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's fun to have a little banter here and there and a little, you know, to play a little bit, but to just do that all the time, that's never a good idea.
See, I think you have to have the right balance. Like, I...
Totally.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I play... To be honest, listeners, I feel like I play a little hard to get sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But Chloe thinks I play more so than I do, but she doesn't know me. I personally think you have to be very average with it. You have to definitely not always be turning the person down, always be seeming not interested, because then you seem not interested. If you're always saying like, no, I'd rather not hang out, or, oh yeah, I don't really need to talk to you, or not really giving answers, then the guy's going to get turned away from thinking you like him. But
exactly. I mean, on the flip side, you don't want to be like all clingy and just like gushing over him, but it's exactly like what you said. You want to find that perfect balance.
Yeah, exactly. Like, guys get nervous about making a move, so they want a sign that you like them before they totally pursue you. So when you give them the cold shoulder, it will do nothing but push him away. So simply touching his arm as you're talking, or giving him a flirty lingering glance as you part, you know, something that's like, I see you and I definitely think you're cute and I definitely think we should keep talking, but I'm not just going to attach to you and do whatever you want to do and go wherever you want to go. It's going to be a little back and forth. So it's important to let him know that you're interested still, but not that you're too clingy or flirty, anything like that. Because that, I think, will turn a guy off too if they think the girl's a little too flirty, you know. But also, I've had friends on the opposite side of the spectrum that they play so, I guess, hard to get that they will just be straight mean to the guy they're talking to. Like, the guy will text and they'll be like, hey, what's up? And they'll be like, nothing, period. Or the guy will be like, oh, well, I thought you looked really pretty today. Cool, period. You know, like, things that are not a good idea to keep sending the person, because, yeah, it's maybe cute one or two times, but after that, they're like, okay, I guess this person isn't into me, so.
Yeah, and you never want to go too far in either direction where you're not really being yourself anymore. Like, you know, either way, you always want to make sure you display your personality, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you got to do what feels right to you, but don't, if you like the guy, don't push him away forever. So the other old rule is never date someone your friend dated. I am not a fan of dating friends' exes. I don't go for it at all. How about you, Chloe?
I think it depends on the situation, like how much time passed in between and how your friend feels about it. I feel like if it was a good friend and they didn't, you know, they were upset if I were going to do that, then I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings, you know, friends first.
I feel like Chloe is always up with today's trends, because according to the current love rules, that's what it's saying. Is it's saying that serious exes are off limits, because that's definitely breaking girl code. I hope everyone, all female listeners out there, know that if it is a good friend, or if the girl was with him for a very long time, you cannot date that guy, no matter what the girl says, no matter if she says it's fine. Past a year and a half, it was probably something serious. Don't go and date that afterwards, because you guys will break up your friendship over it. It always happens, no matter what the girls say. But your friends, if they're kind of flirty, or if you have girls that have dated like every guy they see, they can't call dibs on everyone. Like, they're not every guy they see or talk to or text or flirt with is their boyfriend or a serious relationship. So you have to talk to your friend and let them know you're interested in a guy that maybe they were interested in, or that they used to be interested in. But as long as they're cool with it, and as long as it's not going to start a fight, then go for it. But if your friend isn't going to understand, what do you think? What if I went to you, Chloe, and you had a guy, you were always talking to like every guy on the planet, like always texting them, always flirting, and just thought every guy was kind of, you know, into you, or just had a lot of guys you had talked to, and I like one of them, and I go and I say, hey, I kind of like this kid, you know what I mean? Like, would it be cool if, like, I was talking to him because he texted me the other day and you were like, no, that's my boyfriend. Like, that's one of the 15 guys I've dated. Should I stay your friend after that? Like, should I let it break us up? Should I still talk to the guy, or should I be like, okay, you have dibs on all of them, I'm gonna back up?
Well, generally that doesn't sound like a very reasonable person to begin Seriously. With, so I don't know why you'd be friends with them. Maybe they have some other better personality traits, I don't know.
Of course they do.
Okay. That's good.
You don't stay friends with a crazy person. Wow. But I think there are some girls out there, on a more serious note, that really think that any guy they've ever texted is a serious relationship to them. And so you got to tread lightly, and you have to know your friends well to know if they're going to freak out over you talking to anyone they've ever talked to, or if they're going to be cool because they know it wasn't a serious thing.
Yeah. Girls can definitely get weird when it comes to guys. I think everyone's had some sort of experience with that.
Oh my gosh, so true. And that's why we're going to talk about internet bullying later in the show, because girls get crazy over a dude, especially if two girls like the same guy or if there's gossip going on. So we'll get to that later in the show. But the third old rule is being a boyfriend and girlfriend means you're together 24/7. I didn't know that was ever a rule. Yeah. No. Why, Chloe? Why should you not be around them all the time?
That just sounds awful. First of all, you need to have a life, you know, you have other friends, you know, you have other obligations, hopefully you have indeed. Other hobbies, like, you know, your group of girlfriends, maybe a job, depending on how old you are. I think also, too, if you spend 24/7 with someone, you start to resent that a little bit, because I don't know, maybe not in terms of boyfriends, but I don't know if anyone ever has ever had a roommate, or maybe you live in a dorm room with somebody, or if ever
so true
decided going into college that you're going to room with one of your high school buddies. Sometimes that can take a very interesting turn.
Seriously, especially in relationship, in a dorm setting, you kind of have to work it out. In a relationship, you don't have to work it out. Like, if you're always around the guy, or if the guy's always around you, it's clingy. It's being clingy. And you have to trust them enough that they want to spend time with you, that they want to see you, but they don't have to spend every waking second with you. Like, they have exactly. their own lives. You should have your own life, like Chloe said. And missing you, I always feel like when you miss a person, or when you don't get to see a person as much, it definitely makes you appreciate the relationship more. So advice-wise, spend a little time apart. It makes you really appreciate the time you get to spend with them. Like, if you guys go to different colleges, or if your boyfriend or girlfriend's from home and you're out at school, I think it makes the relationship stronger if you guys both really care about each other, and if you're willing to work on it. When you get to see that person, it's a lot more worthwhile than when they're in classes with you every day, when they're in your dorm, when they're everywhere you are. You eventually get tired of them, and it fizzles out really quickly when it could have been a long-lasting relationship, but you guys get tired of each other really quick.
Yeah, it's just good to keep it fresh, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone needs their personal space.
Exactly. Personal space is so important, especially if you are in college and you have roommates. Like, having roommates around you all the time, and then having a boyfriend or girlfriend that never goes away, you just feel really clustered and you just want to run away and scream. So it's important to get your space. The last old rule is the guy should always pay for a date. How do you feel about that, Chloe?
I'm sort of more the old-fashioned romantic type in that sense, so I feel like if a guy's going to take you out, he should pay.
Oh, my gosh.
But
we actually agree on something, Chloe.
Wow. You know, didn't you earlier just say that I was up with the trends? Maybe you should agree with me more a little bit.
No, I don't think that's the case. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean I'm going to jump on the bandwagon, okay? It wouldn't be a very good advice show if I just told the listeners to do whatever they wanted because everybody else was doing it, okay? I'm trying to help them out here, all right?
I'm just trying to help you out.
Okay. Wow. Well, clearly I'm the advice giver in this situation.
Yeah.
Always. Just because Chloe knows what's going on in today's trend society does not mean she has all the answers. Okay. So don't let her fool you. But we do both want to help you out and tell you what's best for you, whether you are the person that's the clingy or whether you're the person that pushes the boyfriend or girlfriend away too much. This is the show for you to understand that good little balance about how to keep a guy close but not too close. Well, apparently in today's trends, this is true for the first date. If a guy asks you to hang out and it's clearly a date, it's lame if he doesn't follow through and handle the check. But be real, neither of you is rolling in cash, so even if he really likes you, most guys can't afford always picking up the movie tickets or the dinner tab and different things like that. And I think a lot of people today have, with a relationship, they kind of strike that balance that if a guy pays for this, that, and the next thing, the girl pays for gas to go on the trip or pays for dessert or something that, like, if you're having a date you pay for one, then he pays for the other. And I think that's okay in a long relationship, but definitely on the first date, definitely for why you guys are still like talking and getting to know each other, it's really romantic to have the guy pay for the date.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. You know, I think there should be a balance, and I don't think, you know, it becomes a problem if you're always expecting the guy to pay for everything.
And if you have high tastes, like if you are someone that likes to go out to fancy dinners all the time, movies, everything, you always have to be taken out, then yeah, give the guy a break. You should not have to be paying for everything all the time. But
I think more than anything, it's just to know that, you know, the guy has those intentions, those kind of intentions. Yeah. That's very endearing.
That's true. It is. It's really cute to think that he, even if he can't, he would love to be paying for everything and tries as hard as he can too. But like I said, if you have higher tastes for things, like you have to go out to the nicest restaurants or the really expensive places, give him a break. Like, he's trying. He is not made of money. He's not gold. So you got to be understanding if he can't pick up the tab all the time. So be sure you're not putting too much pressure on the fact that the guy has to pay for everything all the time. But I think it's cute when they try to.
So do I.
For you listeners out there, remember that. The Unbreakables. So Chloe's got some rules for us that are ones that you still should do. So even though they've been around for a very long time, these are rules that you still should follow because they'll help you in the dating world. Whereas some of these old rules are outdated and girls and guys can behave differently in today's social dating society. These are some of the rules that you should not break even though they're old, but they're oldies and goodies.
Okay, so the first one, I hope everyone sort of would know this anyway, but, you know, you should wait to hook up with him, you know, because if you make out with a guy you really like the first time that you meet, you know, he's probably going to think that you make out with anyone and everyone. And generally, guys like to feel like they're dating someone who's going to save, you know, that intimate stuff about themselves for something special. So guys or girls, do wait to hook up. And another one that's really important is, you know, you never want to dumb yourself down. That's a big no-no.
Oh, man, I hate when girls do that. It drives me crazy.
I don't know what the appeal is. I would never want to do that.
I would never want a guy thinking I'm dumber than I am. I wouldn't want to date someone that wanted me to be unintelligent.
Exactly. I mean, a big part of having a relationship is being able to connect with them on an intellectual level and have conversations,
and
right?
Being yourself. If you're always pretending to be dumbed down or if you're always having to be less smart for them, that's not okay.
Oh my gosh. And you know my biggest pet peeve, and it talks about this.
What?
Is when people talk in a baby voice.
Oh my gosh.
I want to slap them across the face every time I hear that. It's terrible.
Why, Chloe? Just kidding.
Yeah, just like that. So yeah, make sure you don't dumb yourself down because being smart is definitely a turn on. And talking in a baby voice, like DJ Curly just showed us, have you had a lot of experience with that?
No, I never talk in a baby voice.
Sure.
I have nephews, and I talk to them a lot, so that's how I've had the training for this
anyway,
perfect baby speak right here.
Talking like that on the phone or anything, dumbing yourself down, is not going to make him think that you're super sweet. It'll just make him feel like he's talking to a two-year-old.
Exactly. So, and if you're in college dating a guy, hopefully he doesn't want to be dating someone in kindergarten. So why would he want baby talk being spoken to him on the phone, or her, if a guy's talking? I don't know why a guy would ever talk in baby talk, but
exactly. And like, what is hot? You know, like, what is attractive? And I think it's definitely a girl who can talk confidently about anything.
Oh my gosh. So true. Like, I think the most attractive thing on a girl is confidence. Doesn't matter what shape, size, anything you are. If you are confident about the way you look but not cocky, it's a fine line. You have a lot more power in the dating world than you think you do. It's important to be really confident.
And another rule that's sort of still kept intact today is you do sort of want to let him ask you on the first official date. How do you feel about that?
Definitely. I think a lot more people today are more inclined or comfortable with the girl asking out on the date or the girl making the first move, which is up to each person. You know what I mean, listeners? It's up to you what you want to do, how you want to make the first move. But to me, I think it's really cute if the guy makes the first date arrangements, if he makes the first move to ask you out on that date. You guys can be talking, you guys can be flirting, but as long as he knows you're interested, he should know to take the next step to asking you on the date.
Right. So, you know, it's really important, you know, once you guys get to know each other a little bit more and you're like, oh man, you know, I really sort of like this guy, your job is to wait and see if he asks you out. You know, it sounds maybe sucky to put it all on him, mm-hmm. but, you know, guys generally like the challenge.
Yeah.
Of winning you over. So hopefully, you know, if he likes you, more than likely he's going to ask you out.
Exactly. So these are some old but good rules to hold on to. And as you guys heard a little bit earlier, there's some old rules now in the dating scene that you should not hold on to, such as different things like you know, being super clingy or different things like that, you don't want to do those things.
Right. You don't want to play hard to get.
Yeah. No playing hard to get.
You never date someone your friends dated for an extended period of time.
For serious relationships. Right. Yeah.
It doesn't mean you have to be together 24/7. And the guy doesn't always have to pay for every date, but he still should pay probably for the first date.
And he should make it known that he'd like to be paying for all of them, but realistically he can't. So that's some do's and don'ts that me and Chloe have for you. When we come back, we have a couple more heads ups for listeners as to what to avoid and what to look for when you're starting a new relationship. So come on back here in a minute to radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Curly and my friend Chloe here on Let's Talk About It. Hey there again, listeners. This is DJ Curly, and you're here on Let's Talk About It on radio.dominican.edu. So if you were with us a little bit earlier, you heard us talking about some dating do's and don'ts because me and my friend Chloe, who's here in the studio with me today, were debating about this the other day. When you get into a new relationship, what are some positives? What are some things all girls or guys should do or look to do when starting a new relationship? And what are some things that kind of turn the other person off, kind of distract them from the relationship, and how wonderful of a person you can be because of the actions you're doing, because of the things you're doing to get their attention or to pretend like you don't want their attention. So we talked about that a little earlier. So what we're going to do now is talk about not being that girl. So it's that girl that gets the guy's attention or the guy's friend's attention for the wrong reason and is talked about or has different reasons why the guy she likes might not like her back in a little bit, or eventually because she behaves a certain way, because she does too much of a certain thing or does too little of a certain thing, such as if she ex-obsesses or she's a bummer or she mass texts more than one guy at a time. So we had a couple people write in, a couple guys, on what they think makes that girl that girl. So Griffin wrote in, he said, I thought my flirty texting with this girl Leslie was our thing. Then I got a text from her about hanging out, and these replies from other dudes started flashing up on my phone. I was part of one big mass text. I felt sort of cheated and wondered how much she liked me in the first place. That is bad news right there. What do you think, Chloe?
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah. Could you imagine? So as a girl, I am talking to a guy and he's flirting back and forth, and I get messages from other girls flirting back with him. That is like the ultimate, like, I'm talking to more than one person at a time. Let me put it in your face. Like,
yeah. What the heck, Leslie?
Yeah. Come on, Leslie. What are you doing? Poor Griffin. Like, I can understand if you are the type of person that talks to more than one person at a time, if you're kind of like dating a couple different dudes before you pick one to be your boyfriend, or if you're dating a couple different girls or talking to a couple different girls. But don't you wouldn't take a girl or a guy out on a date and bring the other people you're talking to on that same date. It's just not right. So don't be mass texting more than one guy at a time. Take the time to text them separately if you have other guys you're talking to.
Seriously, common courtesy, people.
Seriously.
Here we go.
So we had another guy, Jeff, write in, and he said, I saw a girl from my calculus class at a party, and she started talking to me about our exam. The last thing I wanted was a reminder I needed to study the next day.
No, no, no.
She's cool, but she should have talked to me about something more exciting, like how I did at my last track meet or if I liked the playlist at the party. So when you go to a party, when you see someone socially, I think a lot of girls or guys think it's a cool icebreaker to be like, hey, we have class together, let's talk about what to do, you know what I mean? Or like, oh no. My gosh, did you do that paper? But yeah, like Chloe just said, no one wants to talk about that.
No, just no. That's usually a sign, no offense, but that's usually a sign that people don't have a life outside of school when that's all you can think to talk about.
Exactly. Or that it's stuck on their brain, or that's all they want to get back to is studying for their class the next day, or yeah, how much schoolwork they have.
When that's the only thing they can think to sort of draw that common tie, that's bad news. And that's really stressful. I know I hate it when, you know, you're out of class, you're not doing homework, you know, you just had a test, and the first thing that someone says when they come over to you is, oh, hey, what'd you get for this question? Or, oh, hey, like, it's like, ah, stop, don't talk to me.
Yeah, seriously, like, you're finished the class, why do you want it brought back up again? So Adam wrote in and said, don't be a bummer. He said, I like this girl, but once we got to talking about goals and dreams, her responses were all super negative. She said she wanted to be a lawyer, but that it was too hard and would take too long. I lost interest. I want to be with someone who believes in herself and her future. So that's kind of cute, Adam. I guess it's...
comes back to that whole confidence thing we were talking about earlier.
Oh my gosh, so true. Confidence, people. If you get one thing from tonight's show, be a confident man or woman. Be who you are and don't be afraid to show it. Just don't be cocky. Don't be putting it in everybody's face saying, I'm the best you've ever been. But definitely be a strong-willed, a strong-goaled person that knows what they want to do with their life, or is at least looking to know what they want to do with their life and isn't afraid to share with people what they see for themselves. So
I think I have this friend that has this thing on her wall, and it's like, love who you are or something like that. Have you ever heard anything like that?
Well, I don't know, Chloe. I think that person is really intelligent because it's really important to love who you are. Like, if you don't love yourself, how do you expect other people to love you? So if you're going around always looking for security from other people, from relationships, from friends, you're not going to be that fun of a person to be around. Yeah.
So true. Happiness all starts from within.
Exactly. No one wants to make someone secure all the time from the outside. Yep.
That's the best piece of advice you'll ever get right there.
And, well, it's good that you've tuned in to Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly and my assistant for today, Chloe. Well, also, Austin wrote in and said, not to ex obsess. So he said, I hung out with a girl once and she wouldn't stop talking about her ex. If she missed him so much, she shouldn't have hung out. She should have hung out with him. Focus on the present. I want to know you're into me, not your last guy. Could you imagine? I know, actually, that a lot of girls do this, or guys sometimes dwell in the past, but going on a date, on a first date, or going to a party and meeting up with someone, and you can't stop talking about the person you were just with. Who would want to hear about the person you're not with anymore and how you'd like to be with them instead of hanging out with the person you're hanging out with at the time?
No one.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Like, no one wants to go on a date and be like, yeah, you know who was really great? The last person I dated. Exactly. My ex. You know, you're cool too, but you know who did things better? My ex. Like, don't do that. Ladies, men, don't talk about the past. If the other person wants to know about it later down the road, I think it's important to be honest with them if you're ready to be talking about that kind of situation. But if they don't want to know, don't tell them. Don't be putting it in their face.
And definitely don't compare them to
Gosh. That's the worst. Them. No, not unless they're far better, but still, just don't even bring it up. Don't rush it. So Ben wrote in and said, after I dropped off a girl I'd been dating for a few weeks, she turned and yelled, I loved you. I love you. I freaked. I'm glad she cared, but I wish she had waited to say something so important. It made me think she didn't really mean it. A few weeks.
See, I feel like that's a big thing nowadays, and I really don't like that. I feel like people just throw that around all the time.
Oh my gosh, I know, so true.
And it's just like, oh, I love you, oh, I love you too, but like they don't even barely know each other or like that. They've just been seeing each other for like a week or something, and it's like, that's a really big deal. I feel like that should be a really big step in a relationship, and people should take that more seriously, you know?
I know, like a lot of people don't even say it anymore. They just date or date a lot of people that they love the next guy they're talking to, you know what I mean? And they don't understand that it's a word that's supposed to be meant for a person you truly, really care about more than you've cared about other people.
Yeah, that's the ultimate, you know? It should be something really special when someone says that to you, and you should feel that way.
Exactly. Like, you should love your friends, you should love your family. Like, those are the people you're with all the time that you know would have your back if you ever needed anything. You really do love them. But people you've met for a few weeks, a guy you're just talking to, yeah, he can be great, he can be really cool, he can be really fun, but it's very unrealistic that you're already in love. Maybe you're infatuated, maybe you're excited about this new relationship, but just cool it for a little bit, just until you're certain that it's love and it's not just like, because when you throw that word around, it starts to lose its meaning, and you're willing to settle for loving any guy that comes through the door or any girl that comes through the door.
I mean, you can love them as a person and like appreciate them, but like to be in love with them is something completely different, and that's what it means when you say, hey, I love you.
Exactly. Like, you can love that they joke so much, you can love that they're kind, you can love that they do this, that, or the next thing, but to love that person is a really big step. And I think people, like Chloe was saying, should say it to the right person, not just say it because it's something that's said in a relationship setting. So I think that's important, not to do too much, not to just throw it out there after like a week.
Me too.
And speaking of throwing I love you out there, do you fall too fast, listeners? So our next little portion is this fun little quiz on whether you go from 0 to 60 in a relationship that ends up going too fast, or if you're the type of person that goes too slow in a relationship and doesn't really pick up the pace until it's too late. So I'm going to ask Chloe a couple fun questions. It's going to be a little quiz she's going to have to answer for us. And listeners, remember your answers, because I'll tell you which one you are at the end, okay? So Instagramming tons of couple shots is your favorite way to show off the new guy you're hanging out with. Is that a yes or a no?
That's no for me.
Okay. So listeners, remember if that's a yes or a no for you. The guy you've been flirting with asked for a racy pic on Snapchat. Rather than sending him one, your response would be coming right up, ... in your dreams.
I would probably do something like that.
Me too. Okay. So that was an orange answer. Okay. So remember that. You have a whole list of fun stuff planned for you and your new cutie to do this summer. So a guy you're just talking to, you're already ready to like line up all your dates. Or at least some of your dates. Do you have stuff in mind?
Well, yeah, I feel like, it depends on the situation. If I feel like I had at least known him for a while and, you know, we knew something about each other and maybe we'd been dating for a short period of time and I was really into him, I feel like that's something I would do just because it's fun to plan fun stuff to do. So
you're planning, huh, Chloe?
Yes. I learned it, you know, from somebody.
I wonder who gave you that wonderful advice.
I don't know.
I'm sure it was a really good, intelligent person.
I don't think so.
Lies. If you discover that a guy has one little annoying habit, like biting his nails, you stop crushing on him.
No, definitely not. Okay. That's so shallow.
I know. That really is shallow. So you have shallow. Okay. It's a shallow thing to do, to not like a person just for one habit. That's not really cool. So you have one orange, one red answer so far. Okay. So listeners, if you do discover that a guy has one little annoying habit and you don't like him for it anymore, you're an orange still. So if your guy calls while you're out having fun with your girls, you always answer.
No, not always. I mean, it depends on the situation, but I feel like if you're with your friends, you know, you should, your friends are important in your life too. So no, not always. Definitely not.
They deserve time with you. Unless you don't talk to this guy on the regular, like unless you go months without speaking to him, or there's some kind of situation where he can only call at that point in time once a week or something. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. You have to talk to him for a little bit, but your friends, when they want to hang out with you, they want to hang out with you, not you and the person you're on the phone with. It's like texting. We were talking about, our last show and a couple shows before that. Nowadays, people don't really have communication skills anymore, because whenever they're hanging out with people at dinner or at different settings, they're still texting on their phone. Like,
yeah, be in the present, enjoy your company. You know, it's so much more fun.
Exactly. So you're not a red. You have one orange, one red so far, Chloe. A day-long hang, like an outdoor concert, is way too much pressure. You prefer quick dates, like grabbing ice cream.
Well, I do love ice cream, but
I love ice cream too.
I don't see anything wrong with hanging out with them for a day. Like I said, but it depends how long you've known them for.
What if it's like a first date? What if they wanted to go to a concert?
If they wanted to go to a concert, yeah, I'd probably go. Okay. You know.
What about like a day in a park? Like your first date is you guys like playing football or like frisbee or something, and like,
sure, I'd give it a try. You know, I'd be open to it.
Yeah, it's important to be open to it. But if you're not the type of person that likes to hang out too long, it's important to plan how you would get out of hanging out with someone.
Yeah, it might happen, but you know.
Okay, well then you're another orange. So you have two for orange, one red. Okay. You talk about your latest crush so much, your friends know every detail about him, down to his favorite type of toothpaste. That's a little extreme, but
no, definitely not.
Yeah. Nobody likes the friend that sits there and is like, oh my gosh, Johnny did this, or oh my gosh, Steve's so cute because he said this. Nobody likes it, okay? And as much as you are good friends with them, and it's cute to tell them about what's going on in your life and how sweet someone's being to you, but no one wants to hear every second of this person's life. You're in the relationship with them. You and your friends are not in the relationship with this person, so yeah. Make sure to not bring them into it that
and
much.
And on another note, like, if it's something intimate about that person, I think you owe them your...
Oh my gosh, seriously.
You know, like, you owe them, you know, the respect
their
to
privacy.
Not tell yeah. everybody else.
Like, they'll tell you something because you are their boyfriend or girlfriend. You don't go and share it with all your friends. I think that's the craziest thing when, like, girlfriends of mine or, like, people that are, like, my good female friends that I talk to when they tell me that... something about their relationship that I don't think that person wanted me to know. Like, I don't think the boyfriend would have told me himself.
I mean, I think sometimes it's okay because sometimes you're asking advice from your friends and, like, your closest friends, I think some things are okay, but some things definitely aren't.
Well, of course, for advice, I'm totally fine with it. But if it's just like, oh my gosh, guess what so-and-so said the other day, or guess what this person enjoys doing or talking about, and it's like, or did when he was a kid, like, that's not my business. I don't know this person, or I don't know them that well. So it's important to keep their information to yourself. So that was... You're still an orange. You still have more oranges than you have red. If you scored two tickets to see Imagine Dragons, you'd bring a friend instead of your boyfriend or any concert that you guys might like out there, listeners.
Well, that also depends. Like, if I had a friend that I knew was really like them and would enjoy it a lot more than my boyfriend might, then I would take them, you know?
Yeah.
But
what if it was even? What if your boyfriend really liked it and your best friend really liked it?
Oh, my best friend?
Okay, a good friend.
It depends. Had I already made any, like, prior...
Nope, you just won them.
I just won them, so nobody... How long have I been...
Okay, can you stop with all the qualifiers? Just planning, listeners. You hear planning
okay,
about
okay,
what would
okay.
happen?
Well, yeah, I guess I would take my... I guess I would take him, sure, if it was even.
Yeah, if it was even. I think, depending on how often you get concert tickets or how often you've hung out with your boyfriend, it's important to decide how many times you've seen your friends, how many times you've gone out with them compared to, if they're good friends, compared to how often you see your boyfriend and how regularly you guys go out on everyday dates. So that's important to keep in mind. So if you would take him, it's you're an orange again. If you know your crush loves baseball, you'll spend a few minutes brushing up on his favorite team stats before meeting up with him.
No.
Why not?
Because... I would not be interested.
Well, I mean, like, it's a sport he likes. Like, if it was something...
Well,
like,
I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way and do extra research. I wouldn't mind him, you know, telling me about it. And I'd definitely listen and I would watch games with him and stuff. But I'm not going to go out of my way to...
Yeah. On that same way, like, if he was really into baseball and he wanted to take me to a baseball game or wanted to, like, watch it on a Saturday or whatever, any day of the week, I would be down for that because he enjoys it. But he should respect the fact that I'm different and I don't necessarily like a certain sport, or I'm not going to go and research things to impress him in a certain way in that area. He should know that I'm not that into whatever it is I don't necessarily know that much about, you know? I think it's important to be interested in the stuff they like, but not necessarily need to be, like, quizzing yourself on it sometimes to make them happy.
Exactly.
Okay, so... Your last one is, it feels sort of sappy when your guy calls you honey or babe, if he gives you, like, a cute nickname.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
You gotta pick. Listeners,
no,
think
no.
about it. Do you mind when a guy
just
calls you
honey
or babe?
Just not honey. I can't do honey.
Why not honey?
I don't know. I just got a thing. I can't do honey.
Oh, okay. Well.
But maybe something else.
Okay. Yeah, I think it depends on how long you know them, actually. I think if it's, like, the first week and they've already given you, like, a pet name, unless
then
it's,
no.
like, an inside joke, you know, like, something you guys came up with, then it's kind of weird that they're already, like, that attached. But I think it's cute in a relationship to have names for each other, because it's weird to be referring to your boyfriend or girlfriend as you're speaking to them as, like, their first name, because...
Or, like, unless you have a nickname.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather be called a nickname instead of something generic, like, oh, honey, or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. I could see that. But I don't think it's bad to have, like, those cute names for each other if you've been in the relationship for a while.
Yeah, no, me neither. As long as it's genuine.
Okay, so how many oranges did you have? How many reds did you have?
I think, how many total questions were there?
I don't know. Just give me the amount you had.
I don't remember. I think it was...
There's 10 total questions.
I think it might have been 6 and 4.
Okay. 6 and 4 what?
For the orange?
6, orange 1. I think orange 1 too. Actually, if you had mostly orange, it tells you to pick up the pace.
Ouch.
High five for refusing to settle. See, it's okay to have expectations, all right? Like DJ Curly, myself, does.
And obviously Chloe.
But you're so worried about things not working out from the get-go that your relationship can never gain any momentum. It's good to get a little excited about a new guy and show him that you're into him. Two, there's always the possibility of being disappointed, but there's also a big opportunity for a red-hot romance. What do you think? You think you're too slow on the pace over here?
I don't think so, but according to that, I am, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, well, mostly red means slow down. No exaggeration, they held out the slow. That mushy feeling you get when you meet a cool guy is so amazing that it can be kind of addictive. But ask yourself if you're really into this guy, or just like that feeling of falling when you take your time to get to know your crush, you'll actually stretch out the best part instead of fast-forwarding through it. When you understand each other on a deeper level, you know your relationship has what it takes to last. So you don't need to jump right into being super clingy and all up in your boyfriend or girlfriend's business. It's important to kind of slow it down and be a good mix of oranges and reds. So if you answered pretty evenly to both, you're set. If you had way more of one than the other, either pick it up or slow it down. But do what you are most comfortable with. So when it comes to dating, don't be too clingy, but also don't be too distant from your relationship. So that's a little more advice on how to not be that girl and how to make a relationship last here on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to DJ Curly on Let's Talk About It. We're going to have a little music break for you guys and come on back here in a minute to hear some more wonderful advice here on radio.dominican.edu.
Don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I sat on the roof and kicked out the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Hello again, listeners, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. You're with DJ Curly and my friend Chloe here in the studio, and we've been talking tonight a lot about ways to be in a relationship for the long haul, or even just be in a relationship the right way, not being too clingy and not being too distant, and making sure that the guy or girl knows you're interested without being around them constantly 24/7. So if you've been listening, you've been hearing some tips on how to be cute and flirty, but not too much in their face, and how to not be that girl that's mass texting a bunch of guys at one time, that's talking about her ex, or that's bringing up a lot of drama all the time. So we're in this little last portion of the show, we're actually going to talk about cyberbullying, because unfortunately when it comes to girls and guys and gossip, a lot of it ends up online, like on Facebook and Twitter and different places that it should never get to. It should stay between those people that are having a problem. But with this social technology we have today, it always ends up online. Don't you agree, Chloe?
Yeah, it's a big problem, definitely.
It really is. There's way too many ways for people to say mean things to one another and for everyone to find out. So it's important to keep your drama offline. And so when, in our next segment after our, we have a couple public service announcements for you listeners. We're going to talk about ways to stop bullying that you might see, or if you yourself are someone that's the object of ridicule online, ways to avoid it and not have to worry about it anymore. So first we're going to go over some things happening in the San Rafael area. And so the first is the Tiburon International Film Festival. The 12th annual Tiburon International Film Festival is a showcase for the independent films from around the world. It's set for April 11th through the 19th of this year. So the International Film Festival is a 9-day annual event showcasing the best in global cinema. It has been recognized The Tiburon International Film Festival has been recognized as a true United Nations of cinema. The festival's motto is Understanding the World Through Film, and it's derived from the combination of culture and cinema as a means of greater worldly understanding. And this year, the films are presented from over 30 countries. So there's a lot of new films coming out that are going to be presented, such as The Empty Home, Running for Jim, Past Their Prime, and films on youth. So definitely, if you're interested in cinema or film, go out and take a look at the Tiburon International Film Festival. For tickets and more information, please visit www.tiburonfilmfestival.com. And this will be happening at the Tiburon Playhouse Theater on 40 Main Street in Tiburon, so be sure to check that out. And also, as a little heads up for something going on in the San Rafael area, San Rafael children are raising funds for public school libraries. And between March 20th and 28th, so it has already started, which is amazing, more than 3,200 elementary school children will participate in the Heads Up 4th Annual Run for Reading event. Each student gathers sponsors and runs laps to raise money that provides access to books, research materials, library services at all 9 schools in the San Rafael Public Elementary area. This year, Annie Barrows, the famous children's author, has been participating in pre-event rallies. And for more information on where these runs will be happening and on at which schools on which day, you can go to www.runforreading.com. That's really amazing. They're said to possibly raise over thousands of dollars for the public school arenas in San Rafael, California. So that's really great. Definitely go out there and support if you can. And if there's a school in your area that's still doing the run, be sure to sponsor one of the kids or just kind of give a little donation, because having the right resources in schools is really important. So be sure to check out those two things happening here around San Rafael. Okay, so like I told you guys, we're going to be talking about cyberbullying. We're getting back to it. And how it's really not cool to put people's business online. So have you ever known anyone, Chloe, to be cyberbullied or to be kind of picked on over Facebook or Twitter and not have the person talk to them directly?
Yeah, I think unfortunately it's a pretty common thing nowadays. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually knew someone in middle school and he had a really big problem with that. So it was sort of sad, but yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There was an article in a magazine, and three popular Disney Channel stars are Ariana Grande, Kate Graham, and Bridget Mendler are in this movement to delete cyberbullying, to delete Facebook and Twitter gossip. And I don't know if you guys have seen them. They're these really adorable light pink and then hot pink on the bottom t-shirts that say delete in parentheses, and it's this movement to stop the cyberbullying and to stop gossip on Facebook and Twitter and different places where you might see it and where people might be trying to spread it on the daily. So this was the article. It's weird how things that were once shocking can become so normal. You used to hear a story about a girl being attacked online and it made you feel angry and freaked out and secretly relieved that you weren't the target. But now it's like everyone has accepted that this is the way things are. You log on, you scroll down, and there's the hate. What a jerk. She's gross. You are the worst. You almost feel like you have to put it up with it, like there's nothing you can do. And you see it happening to other people. The worst part, as you feel more and more powerless, the bullies seem to get stronger, especially if you are the object of the people bullying. For some girls, the words are so vicious and so persistent that life starts to feel not even worth living. It sounds extreme that people would hurt themselves or do crazy things over bullying or people talking about them online over silly things like liking the same guy or not having the right haircut or the right style. But unfortunately, it's happened a countless number of times to girls and boys in high school who couldn't deal with the cyberbullying and the way people treated them online and at school, that they actually did some very serious things because they didn't feel like it was worth being around anymore. And that's really unfortunate that someone wasn't there to tell them that the things being posted online were not important and were from small people who didn't feel good about themselves. They needed to take it out on somebody else. So they have started a movement called Delete. So if you're like Ariana, Bridget, and Kate, you've had enough of watching your social networks become viral minefields. One negative comment can make you obsess, analyze, and beat yourself up, says Ariana. So how can you take back control? Well, their movement is to start by hitting delete on every hurtful comment. That one click says you're not giving in to other people's evil energy. When people say mean things, it hurts. But I'm all about blocking them now. I don't need the negativity. And if you see another girl being attacked, don't keep scrolling. Speak up. It's hard enough being a girl, says Bridget. That's why we need to stick up for one another. Whether it's you or someone else under fire, you don't have to feel helpless and alone. By joining all the girls out there who are hitting delete, you are taking back the power. So if you want one of these delete t-shirts, you can get them at by Lamour Nanette Lepore at JCPenney or JCPenney.com, and they come in all shapes and sizes. And they're really amazing. It's a reminder that even if you're not the one being bullied, even fortunately, I've never been the victim. I don't know, Chloe, have you ever been the victim of cyberbullying?
No.
Unfortunately, we've never had to deal with someone attacking us, but I can say I've seen little things here and there, people posting about a general person being a jerk or being the B word or being different things, that they had a bad day, so this person's this, that, or the next thing, or they like the same guy, so this person's a, you know, like skanky or something that isn't what they are, but because they're having trouble, it goes online and everyone seems to think it's the truth because someone posts it on their Facebook or their Twitter. It becomes the real story rather than just gossip, and it really can affect people. If you have to hear all the time that you're doing something wrong or people don't like you for a certain reason, it makes people really upset. It can make your days really terrible.
Yeah, especially in during that time in people's lives when generally, you know, self-esteem and everything is pretty fragile. But overall, like just generally, like, you know, some people when they make comments like that, you know, they're not really thinking, and they don't intend, well, maybe they do. Some people definitely do intend to hurt people's feelings, but sometimes you're just sort of doing it as a joke and you don't think anything serious is going to come of it. But, you know, just be careful what you do, you know, and because you never know how someone's going to take it, and you should always try and be, you know, uplifting and respect people, because you never know what's going to happen and how they feel.
And so, exactly. And something might not be that serious to you when you post it on your wall. You might know it's a joke, or you might think it's not that big of a deal, but it is a rumor, it's gossip, and it might mean a lot more to the person you're talking about or the person that's person's friend, and it can start a lot of problems. So the good idea that these ladies have come up with is just to delete it. Just if it's about you, delete it. If it's about a friend, delete it. But if it's about someone, if you see someone that continually posts negative things, comment back, tell them that that's not right, that you're not, you can block them. If you're the one being bullied by a certain person, block them off your Facebook or Twitter. But if it's a friend or just even someone you don't know, but that you see a really harsh comment towards, say something, post back. So show all the people that see it on Facebook that you are not okay with someone talking like this about someone else.
Yeah, definitely, you know. And also another thing that you can do to combat that is not only confront the person who made the comment, but also just make a counter comment that's really positive, you know. Like if they see something bad about a person or maybe about a picture, be like, wow, you know, she looks really good in that picture or something like that. Because not only, you know, is it good to put something positive out there, it'll make the other person feel good, but also generally it makes the bully feel really stupid when
Yeah, they seriously, see that. When they're not getting the crowd they wanted for saying a certain thing about someone, it really makes them stop doing what they're doing. The reason most bullies bully, what a lot of people know now that they didn't know back when we were younger, is that it's because they're immature or they're insecure about themselves, so they need to take it out on someone else. So if they don't have that crowd, if they don't have the people standing behind them, and in this day and age, unfortunately, however many Facebook friends you have is the amount of people you think are standing behind you when you write a mean comment about someone or when you say something negative about somebody or put gossip out there. But those people might not even know you, and I doubt most of them want you saying something like that about another person. They just don't speak up about it. So it's important to speak up, to delete that comment, and to say to the person, that is not okay to say about someone else. Stop being small yourself. You don't have to be negative back, but that person just wants an audience, so when they don't get it, they'll move on.
Yeah, especially nowadays when we have all this social media and all this technology, and just generally the way that, you know, how globalized the world is today, you know, we have, as individuals, a lot more of a responsibility to take action and to take responsibility for others, since maybe more so than we did in the past. So it's really important that you do your part, you know, whenever you can, even if it seems little, you know, it's a big contribution.
It might be a huge deal to someone else. Like we said, a comment might not mean anything to you. And on the other side, an action you do might not seem that big to you, but to that person you're defending or to that person you're speaking up for, I'm sure it means a world of difference. Some of these people are willing to, unfortunately, take their own lives over what people say about them because, you know, they're having their own difficulties in life, and gossip and drama is just adding to it. And so it's important that you don't know that person, you don't know their situation, but no one should be talked about like that. Nobody wants to be the object of ridicule. And so it's important not to let anybody else be either. We got to watch out for each other. So although we talk a lot about guys and drama and different things on this advice show, this is probably some of the most important advice I will give you guys, is to stand up for the people around you in the social media world, because bullies thrive when they don't have to face what they're doing. So you guys have probably seen all the Lifetime and Netflix movies on cyber bullies or on text messaging that, or picture text messaging that gets around. It's important to take a minute to think before you put something out there in the world, because no matter how quick you think it's going to stay out there, like these Snapchats and these different things now that go away a lot quicker, they're still going to be somewhere someone can find them, no matter how secret you think it is, no matter how much you trust the person you're sending them to, or no matter how much you don't care about the person you're saying something about. It's going to get around, and you are going to be looked at later in life for saying the things or doing the things that you did. And a good rule, I'm an athlete here at Dominican, and a good rule we have is, no matter how angry you are after a game, or no matter how mad you are at a ref, or how mad you are at another player, put your phone away for that night and the next day, and do not comment, do not post anything about the game or about whatever the situation is that's making you angry until the next day or the next night, because when you sleep on something, it doesn't seem so much of a problem anymore when you wake up in the next morning. Like if you're having a fight with someone, right, Chloe, if you're mad at someone or if something's happening, when you wake up the next morning, it's not as big of a deal as it was when you're in kind of the anger of it at the moment. And so I think you write something differently, or you don't write something at all when you've had some time to think about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's always good to let things settle so you can sort of regain some perspective on the situation.
Exactly. And what are some things, Chloe has some, just like I had this article, Chloe has some things that people have done to actually stop cyberbullying in their own lives.
Yeah, some of these ladies have done some pretty impressive things. Logan, who is from Connecticut, she's 18 years old. She actually helped pass a law to stop bullying, which is pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I know. And like we were sort of talking about before, Nicole in Colorado, all she did was she used Facebook to fight back.
That's crazy. Yeah, like we were saying, all you have to do is comment back. You have to say, that's not okay to do. You shouldn't be saying that about someone. That's all it takes.
Yeah, she created, you know, her own Facebook page. It's called Stand Up. And so that's how she did it. And Caitlin, who's only 15 years old, she's aspiring to be a singer. And she wrote her own anti-bullying anthem.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool to check out. I wonder what it sounds like or what it's about. It's probably be really interesting to hear. Also, these t-shirts, if you guys decide to buy the delete t-shirts, that's a movement in itself, trying to get the awareness out there that you can just hit delete. And all the proceeds go to stomp out bullying. And if you're being bullied, if you're one of those people that's the object of the ridicule, you can go to stompoutbullying.org, all one word, all lowercase, to chat with a counselor online. And it's important for us to watch out for each other, guys. So tonight's show has been pretty interesting. We've covered a bunch of different things. We've talked about the do's and don'ts when dating. So when you're talking to a guy, when you're in a new relationship, if you are trying to get a new girlfriend, the things that people in relationships really like to have happen and the things they're not so excited about when they occur. So it's important to remember those and to not, you know, ruin something before it starts. Because like Chloe and I were talking about earlier, I might be a planner and she's a little more open. But either way, you got to give yourself all the chances you can have in a new relationship. You got to let it flourish however it's supposed to flourish, or else you never know what could happen. Right, Chloe?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So what do you think? You think you're a little more planner at the end of this? You think you're a little more well-versed in the knowledge of what to do when starting out a new relationship? Or you still think you'd be wide open and throw all these rules out into the air?
Like I said, no, I mean, I think, yeah, I've learned a little bit more about some putting some structure in there. But I think overall, it's still good to be open-minded, you know?
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think I agree with Chloe on being a little more open-minded. It's definitely important because you know how every girl, I don't know if every girl has it, Chloe, do you have a certain type of guy you like or a certain thing you look for in a guy?
I think there's obviously maybe certain qualities, certain characteristics that I tend to lean towards more. But overall, no. I think
you're ruining my advice, Chloe, okay? Just kidding. Listeners, most girls, at least myself personally, I know a bunch of my friends, have kind of like something they in their mind. They picture a certain type of guy when they picture their ideal guy. But what's really funny is with a lot of, you see with your parents or with the other older people in relationships or even just your siblings, that the guy they imagined isn't the perfect guy for them always. Sometimes the person you end up with looks or acts nothing like the person you originally expected, and you're happier about it than you ever would have thought.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course, I have my own personal taste. I think everyone has their ideal guy in their head.
Exactly.
You know, but I don't think that you should, you know, cut out all their options just because that's the only thing that you're going to accept.
Of course. And so it's a matter of having a good idea of what you won't settle for, but also not limiting people to what you see in your mind. There are some amazing people out there, and that's why cyberbullying is so not okay. That's why picking on other people is not okay. But it is important to accept people for who they are, but know what you do or do not want in a relationship. So I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Thank you so much, Chloe, for being on. And that is the end for tonight. You are listening to Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly and my friend Chloe in the station for tonight here on radio.dominican.edu. I hope you guys have an awesome, it's Easter for if you're Christian, or just a good break, and have a wonderful night and a wonderful rest of the week. And tune in next Tuesday, 7 to 8 here on radio.dominican.edu for more talking about it here on Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly. Have an awesome night, guys.